Okay. Okay. So just give me your name, position, please.
Danny Alexander, Chief Secretary to the Treasury.
Okay. So just tell me what the decision is and what it means to Cornwall.
Well, the decision is that Cornwall and Cornish identity, culture, language should be recognised under the Framework Convention alongside Scots and Irish and Welsh as a national minority within the United Kingdom. And it's about giving a proper, formal, frankly long overdue recognition to the distinctive, unique Cornish Celtic identity, and to say, you know, you guys in Cornwall know how important this is, you've known for centuries, but for the rest of the UK values and treasures that identity as much as we do the other historic identities that exist within these islands.
And what does it mean for business in Cornwall?
Well, I'm delighted that this announcement has also been warmly welcomed by business, by the Chamber of Commerce, for example, because I think that the benefits for business are that by reinforcing the Cornish identity, by drawing it to the attention through the media of people across the whole of the United Kingdom, it ought to raise the profile of Cornwall, get people interested when they come here in culture, in Cornish produce, and so on. Cornwall's already a hugely successful tourist destination, brings people in from around the country. If we can see more of that, that'd be great.
How can businesses use this? Because I notice that there isn't any government money attached to this.
No, this isn't a funding announcement. It's a recognition of a campaign that's been going on, as I've just been hearing, for many decades, and an awful lot of people, some present here today, some sadly not here today, who've campaigned hard for this. And, you know, that's important too, to recognise that this is something people in Cornwall have wanted and desired for a long period of time, and government has finally and rightly accepted that. So there's no money attached to it. There was some money announced a few weeks back by Nick Clegg to help support the development of the Cornish language. That's obviously an important part of the cultural identity of Cornwall, but I think the economic benefits are more subtle, if you like. They're not. It's not about, you know, public spending.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, brilliant.